fascinating story is told about a Yid who rented an inn from a Paritz, a wealthy landowner, and he made his panasa from the travelers who stayed there. Every year at the end of the year, he would pay the rent to the Paritz. However, one year, heavy snowstorms blanketed the roads, and very few people traveled. And as a result, he didn't earn enough money to pay the rent. And he approached the Paritz and he explained the situation, and he promised to pay the debt the following year. And the Paritz agreed. But the next year brought even worse snowstorms. His income was even less than the previous year. And as rent time approached, he realized he didn't have enough money to pay for even 1 year, let alone 2 years. He knew that the Paritz would likely imprison him and his family, and possibly beat them first. So left with no option, he decided to flee. He gathers his family, packs up his belongings, and he escapes under the cover of darkness. While on the road, they encounter none other than the Paritz himself. "Where are you going?" the Paritz asks him. And he tells him, "Tomorrow's a Jewish holiday, and we're traveling to the big city to celebrate with family and friends. And don't worry about the payment. I'll come to your house right after the holiday and pay the entire debt." And the Paritz tells him, "I know the Jewish holidays. It's not Pesach or Shavuos or Sukkot. What holiday is now?" And he tells him, "This holiday is called Chag Pleitesenu." "Okay, enjoy your holiday," the Paritz tells him. The next day, the Paritz notices that the local Jewish community was going about their daily lives, working and shopping, business as usual. So he turns to one of the Jews and he asks him, "What's wrong with you? Isn't it a Jewish holiday today? Why are you going to work?" "My tavern manager, Mashka, told me it's Chag Pleitesenu today." And the man immediately realized that there must have been a very valid reason why Mashka said that. So without missing a beat, he tells the Paritz, "Yes, now I remember. Of course, it's a holiday today." "So if it's a holiday today," the Paritz tells him, "why are you away to work?" So he tells him, "Chag Pleitesenu is very different from all the other Jewish holidays. All the other holidays have fixed dates. However, Chag Pleitesenu is unique. Each Jew celebrates it on their own day. For Mashka, it was yesterday. For me, it'll be tomorrow." And perhaps the moral of the story is that during the Imei HaSfira, every Yid experiences their own Chag Pleitesenu, a personal moment of liberation, spiritual breakthrough, an escape from the darkness and confusion of this world towards the light and clarity of Torah, and a deeper connection with Hashem. Every day of Sfira offers us the opportunity to connect with a different Midah. For one person, that might be Chesed, for another, Gevura, for someone else, Teferes or Netzach. Each soul has its own unique path in Avodas Hashem, rooted in their Shoresh Neshama. And every person connects to Torah in a deeply personal way. In Pirkei Avos we learn that there are 48 ways through which Torah is acquired. The Svarim HaKadoshim say that every day during the Sfira, we can access and refine ourselves through one of these 48 pathways. Each day presenting a new opportunity to acquire Torah and come closer to our true essence. Torah belongs to all of Klal Yisrael. We were all at Mamad Har Sinai. Every day we ask Hashem, "V'sein chalkeinu v'sarasecha." Grant us our portion in your Torah. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah and 600,000 root souls in Klal Yisrael. Each Jew has a letter, a unique portion of Torah that corresponds to their neshama. Each one of us must discover our unique chelik in Torah. The Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim for 40 days, Moshe learned the entire Torah. Hashem taught Moshe every single aspect of Torah, including any chiddush or pshat that any Talmud Chacham will eventually learn and analyze throughout history. And the Medrash says that every day Moshe was in Shemayim, he would learn the entire Torah. But by the next morning, he would forget it. Lamda v'shachacha, says the Gemara. And Hashem would relearn it with him the next day. This went on for 40 days. Incredible. And on the 40th day, Moshe's final day in Shemayim, Hashem gave Moshe the entire Torah as a gift. He was zoicha to the ultimate gift, understanding kala Torah kula. But the question is, why did Moshe have to learn the Torah in such a strange manner? Why was it necessary for him to learn it and forget it, and then receive the Torah as a gift? And Rav Palm says something very powerful. This story teaches us a profound truth. Torah belongs to every single Yid in Klal Yisrael. Every person, every child, no matter their background or ability, must be given an equal chance to learn Torah. Very often a weak student is simply not motivated to learn Torah. They might think to themselves, "Why should I even try? I won't remember anything anyway." But we tell them, "Don't give up. Keep on trying again and again, and eventually the floodgates will open up and Hashem will reward you for all your efforts and He will give it to you as a gift. And if it took Moshe Rabbeinu 40 days, why should we ever lose hope? And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.